Good evening, and welcome to worship on this joyful night. It is finally Christmas Eve, and it is no small thing that you have chosen to spend it here, worshiping, singing, and praying, and how good it is to share this time and space together. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are visiting with us, and perhaps even here for the first time. There is some important information for your reading at the top of the first page of your bulletins, but perhaps the most important thing for you to know is that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire here at St. John's to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. Everything you need for the entire service, including music and scripture, is printed in your bulletin, so you just need to follow along as we go. I did want to make a special note. You may notice that Reverend Dale Davis, our interim senior pastor, is not with us this evening. Earlier in the week, he tested positive for COVID, and I assure you he would much rather be here tonight as we celebrate and worship, but he's feeling quite under the weather, and home is the best and safest place for him tonight. As always, I think the best way to enter into any worship service, but especially on a special night like this, is with a deep breath. So I'm going to invite you to join me in doing just that. As we breathe in God's joyful spirit that is here among us, as we exhale and set aside all that is busying our hearts and our minds so that we can be fully present as we focus our hearts and minds and lift our voices to worship our newborn King.
Thank you. During Advent, remembering that the world is in need of healing and wholeness, we fix our hearts on hope. We light the candle of hope this Christmas Eve. Hope burns bright.
During Advent, we were reminded that love is from God and that love is God. Nothing in all of creation can separate us from that love. We light the candle of love this Christmas Eve. Love burns bright.
During Advent, we wonder if joy was something deeper than happiness. We discover that joy is awareness that we are being held and cherished by our Creator. We light the candle of joy this Christmas Eve. Joy burns bright.
During Advent, we contemplated if there really could be peace on earth. We now know that peace begins within and spreads through acts of care, compassion, and kindness. We light the candle of peace this Christmas Eve. Peace burns bright.
During Advent, we've been waiting. And while we were waiting, God was preparing us for a birth that would change the world. A seismic shift was underway. Everything would change. God would come to us as a baby. Tonight, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. On this holy night, we light the candle of Christ. Christ burns bright. Joy to the world. Thank you.
I'd like to invite any other children that are sitting out here to come and join us on the steps for a story. Come on. Well, I don't know about you guys. Come on up. But the children's choir and I have been so excited about Christmas. Every week, one of our big joys was, it's almost Christmas. Yes, there is a sheep right there. Yeah. Well, hang on a minute. Here we go. We've got to have the sheep up here, too. So I was thinking about that. You know, here we are. It's finally here. It's Christmas. And I bet that there's a question that you might have been asked, or maybe you've asked somebody else. And that question is, what do you want for Christmas? Did you ever ask anybody that? Yeah. Well, if you talk to my children, they ask me that all the time, and you know what the answer is? Cooperative children. That's what I tell them all the time. They say, no, Mom, really. But sometimes, I bet everybody has something different in mind. And sometimes Christmas is about giving gifts, right? Well, I happen to know a few songs. I bet you know that already. And there's some things in songs that tell us about presents that were brought to Jesus. Like there's a song called We Three Kings. Some of you might know that song. Yeah. There's some unusual gifts that the kings brought to Jesus. Does anybody know what those gifts are? Rosie? You knew all three of them. That's right. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That doesn't sound like good baby gifts, does it? No. But that's what Jesus got on Christmas, right? There's another story where they talk about stuff that were brought actually by, the kings were out looking for the baby and they stopped by this other town. So the story is called Amal and the Night Visitors. And the people in that story brought some unusual things too. They brought olives and quinces and chestnuts and hazelnuts and honeycombs and cinnamon. What's all that stuff? Andy? Those are all food. My goodness. Unusual things to bring to a baby. Right? But I wonder if anybody ever said to Jesus, what do you want for Christmas? Think anybody ever asked Jesus that? Suppose we asked Jesus today, what do you want for Christmas? Anybody have a guess? No? What do you think Jesus would say? Carolyn?
He wants everybody to be kind to each other.
Okay, he might want everybody to be kind to each other. That's a good one. Any other ideas? Andy?
Thank you.
To say thank you, that would be a good one too. Well, it just so happens, I know another song that gives us a clue. And the song is actually in our hymnal. And the last verse, I wonder if somebody can read the line for me. I can offer Jesus my heart. How about that? There it is in another song that gives us a clue about something that we could give to Jesus. So, thank you, God, for pointing out to us and helping us through song to remember what's important to you and help us keep you in our hearts. All right? And Merry Christmas to you all, and thank you for coming up and sitting with me.
A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken with Quirinius, who was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room.
Scripture continues in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
The conclusion of this evening's gospel reading. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
I invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer. God, what joy, what hope, what love, what peace we find in this place this evening. Help that joy and hope and love and peace, the word within my words, fall on ears and hearts that are open to receive. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has dawned. Words from Isaiah chapter 9, and words that, oddly enough, remind me of a well-known Christmas song. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It's always been one of my favorites. You know the one. Thank you, Andrew. Even when it's played by our talented minister of music in the beauty of this sacred space on this holy night of Christmas Eve, I know Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is not considered a particularly spiritual song. After all, it's not found in our hymnals, and it's not likely to make its way into our rotation of favorite Christmas carols at St. John's. Although, Andrew, that's up for debate, right? Right. But when I hear the words, "Let your heart be light," there is no doubt that it speaks to my spirit. Now, I think perhaps the popular Christmas song means to suggest that we ought not to take things so seriously. Don't be a Grinch. Eat, drink, be merry. That we should do our best to maintain the joy, the innocence, that childlike lightheartedness of the season. Which, yes, of course. But for me, letting our hearts be light doesn't stop there. You see, in light of the light of the world born among us this night, there is something sacred, something undeniably spiritual, and in my opinion, hymn-worthy, about letting our hearts be the light in the darkness. In fact, letting our heart be light is what this night, what Christmas, what our call as people of faith is all about. Now, way back in the end of November, as our Advent journey began, some of our children may remember that I put colored lights up around our Advent wreath because I shared that each year, it seems like overnight, twinkling, colorful, festive lights appear on trees, in parks, on front porches, down Main Street. As the world grows darker and our need for glowing warmth and hope increases, we surround ourselves with light. Even inside these walls each Sunday, our light increases as we add another candle to the Advent wreath, bringing the light of hope and love and joy and peace to our sanctuary and to our lives. And that brings us to tonight, when we light the Christ candle, fully seeing, feeling, realizing in all its glory, the light that comes with the birth of this little Lord Jesus. Advent is a journey. And though we have arrived, finally made it to this long-awaited night, in so many ways, this is just the beginning. You see, just as we know Christmas is coming by the lights around us, we will know Christmas is here by the light within us. What places in your life, your heart, in your corner of the world need the light of Christ? Where are the places where hope is hard to find, where love is overshadowed by hatred or unkindness? Where has joy been replaced with worry and fear and anxiety, and peace set aside for injustice, judgment, and discontentment? I am inspired by African-American author, philosopher, theologian, and civil rights leader Howard Thurman, who shared these words in a poem entitled, "I Will Light Candles This Christmas." I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present. Candles of peace for tempest-tossed days. Candles of grace to ease heavy burdens. Candles of love to inspire all my living. Candles that will burn all year long. Of course, no candle burns all year long. But long after the Advent candles have been blown out and all the Christmas lights find their way safely back to their own corner of the basement, the light of Christ will still be shining. And it will still need sharing. And it will be our lives, our actions, our ways of being, our hearts that will be the light. The light that this world and all who abide in it so desperately need. How will you let your heart be light in this year ahead? How will you, with what you say, what you do, the spirit with which you do it, how will you illuminate, shine the loving, compassionate, forgiving, abundant light of Christ? Something to reflect on in the days ahead. Over 2,000 years ago, Christ entered into the world in the same way each and every one of us did. And he brought with him a light so bright that it is still shining. We are still talking about it, still singing about it, still seeking it, and still sharing it. That is one bright light, an incredible gift, an incredible call. So by all means, have yourself a merry little Christmas. And then may you, with God's help, let your heart be light, that all might know and be transformed by the hope, love, joy, and peace we have found in a manger on this silent, holy night. Amen. Loving God, the gifts we have placed before you this night seem small in comparison to the gift of your Son, Jesus. But in these gifts, may you see our light, our hearts of compassion, dedication, faithfulness, and service for you and for your people. Bless these, our offerings, and grant to us the grace to and the mindfulness to use them in ways that honor you, that spread your love and your light into a world desperately in need of both. This we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, our source of joy and the true gift among us this night. Amen. My friends, as you go from this place to have yourself a merry little Christmas, I pray that you do indeed let your hearts be light, that we might reflect and embody the light of Christ born among us this night. And as you live into the call of Christ, that call of Christmas, may you go knowing that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and abides with you this night and always. Amen, and Merry Christmas.